Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to be in the presence of the Lord. Today is the sixth day in the month of June 2025. It's another time to fellowship in the presence of God. It's a beautiful Friday, and indeed the Lord is waiting at the table to give us the bread of life. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Holy Ghost Baptism, our aim for today is taken from Hymn 23, Take My Life and Let It Be. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Psalm 1:2. Verse 8, Psalm chapter 1 to chapter 8. Our memory verse is taken from Acts chapter 1 verse 8, which says, But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and also the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and also the uttermost parts of the earth. And our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of Acts chapter 10 from verse 34 to 48. Acts chapter 10 from verse 34 to 48. From verse 34 it reads, Then Peter began to speak, and I realized how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accept from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, and everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sin through his name. While Peter was still speaking this word, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured on even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. And Peter said, Surely no one can stand in the way of being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, our topic says Holy Ghost Baptism. Holy Ghost Baptism. Our manual today reads, In 1979, I would wake up in the middle of the night and cry out to God, Oh God, I have agreed to serve you as a minister, but I don't want to be an ordinary minister of the gospel. I need power to do your work. Please give me power. I would cry out to God in prayer from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., but nothing happened for months. Then one night God spoke and said, "Will you keep quiet and listen? What have you done with the power you already have?" I thought to myself, if I already had power, why would I be asking for it? The Lord continued, "Son, what is written in Acts chapter 1 verse 8? I knew it by heart, so I quoted it. And he asked me if I had been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I said, years ago. He asked me, is my word true? I replied, yes, it is. He asked further, if you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, why then are you asking for power? I said, but Lord, I don't feel powerful. Then he said, did I say the just shall live by their feelings? He told me that the just lives by faith, not feelings, as the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 17. After this conversation, I told myself that I would lay hands on the next sick fellow I came across, and I went to sleep. I woke up late the following morning to meet a church member with a child in my living room. This woman had a child who had been ill, and the child had not slept for days. At the hospital, she was asked to take the child home because there was nothing more the doctors could do. Although I was scared, I laid hands on the child and felt the child go limp. I thought the child was dead, but when I opened my eyes, the child was fast asleep. God had healed her. Since then, I have not stopped laying hands on people, and I have seen special miracles happen. Beloved, if you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, you already have the power of God in you. You do not have to feel powerful. Just believe in God's word, and it will perform special miracles through you. Today's open heaven cup to the key point that says, if you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you already have power to do exploits for God. If you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you already have power to do exploits for God. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and our current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.